It's that time again. Get your cocks out and do a little jing. Do what do you call that shit? What do black guys call it when they dance? A jive? A shuck and jive?
Do a little shuck dance.
Make a little
love.
Get down tonight? What a fucking fail, dude. I had something like, I was trying to, you know, be clever in the beginning.
What the fuck says jive, though? You threw me off with that.
I'll show you how to shuck and jive, man. Anyway. Wait, what do black guys do? Is it a jive?
I don't think so. Gangsta's boogie. I know that for sure.
Whatever.
They don't dance, they boogie.
So the Danger Hour, that's an epic fail in the beginning. And, you know, that's what you're going to get with this fucking show. I'm your host, James Danger, and I'm joined with Nature Boy.
Woo!
Oh, good enough. I will accept it.
Only a
little shade of failure in that one.
Ever since I lost my second ball, just voice hasn't been the same.
I got to tell you guys, all you assholes out there listening, as soon as Kobe tears his Achilles tendon, Ivan over here wears a jersey of number 24.
Always been rocking my Kobe jersey.
Dick, I have never seen you wear that fucking thing before.
We barely see each other, that's why.
That's true.
I've probably been, during Laker seasons, I'm always wearing it, even off seasons.
Well, I try to avoid you during Laker season.
Yeah, exactly. Annoy any asshole.
Anyways, all right. Mr. Nature Boy, I have a feeling you're going to let me down once again, as always. Do you have
one quick second, though.
What?
You mentioned Kobe. Are you not a Laker fan, but a basketball fan at all? Do you catch
up? Well, no, not at all.
You don't care about like who's better, LeBron or Kobe or Jordan?
No, I don't.
Kobe or any of that? All right.
I can give a rat's ass.
Then move on.
I talked about that in the last show, actually, how all the guys are like, oh, fuck, bro, Kobe's gone. I'm done watching basketball.
Yeah, that's it's a over. Little too much.
How are you? Are you going to keep watching?
It was just like, playoffs start on Sunday against the Spurs. Okay.
So you're a real good dude then.
Oh, fuck.
You're a straight up guy.
Lakers. Yeah, that's one thing that was killing me when they were sucking ass this season.
Yeah.
Was people literally putting, I'm boycotting the Lakers until they start winning. I'm like, I'm glad I don't know you. you're a fucking idiot.
That's L.A. asshole.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. You smell that?
Yeah.
It's L.A. asshole. Like,
gaping asshole.
But I'm glad that you're on the other side of the fence, man. That makes me happy to hear that.
Yeah, me and my close friends were all Laker fans the same way.
But I can tell you what, if they lose, which they will,
you're
going to be like, oh, it's because Kobe got hurt. You're going to be that
guy.
No,
not at all. It's honestly, my prediction is they're going to take 7 games to win the Spurs. Mm-hmm. Because the Spurs are badass. We got their number, but they're going to give us a run for our money. We're going to go 7 games with them, and then we're
why are you saying we
round.
Like you're part of the team?
I know, that's a funny thing. I got off of that for a while. He's like, I got annoyed with people saying like, "Oh my god, if we would have done this, we would have won the game," or you know, taking that shit to heart. Like when he tore his Achilles that night, we were watching it at my house. We were so depressed. You thought like our career was over. You know, it was pretty ridiculous. Yeah. And then I had to remind us. It's like we're fine, guys. It's just Kobe.
Oh, you weren't on the bench waiting to come in because you got injured.
I know, right? You say we. I was wearing my jersey.
We were so close to winning, and then I went in and we fucking lost.
I know.
That's so true, though. Who's our coach now? I don't even know who it is.
Mike D'Antoni,
the black guy.
No, white guy. Mike Brown left a while ago.
They got rid of the black guy because he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he was just failing.
You see,
D'Antoni was the worst person to get, though.
The blacks are the muscle, the whites are the brains, right? It's obvious.
Yeah, he should have been what's it called?
Like a janitor? I'm sorry.
Slightly racist.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Oh, no, it's not
racist.
Slightly. It's extremely racist. All right. Ivan.
Yes, sir.
Ivy. Driving Ivan, the nature boy. You got so many fucking names, I can't keep track anymore. All right. Here's your question, and like I said, you're probably going to let me down, okay? Because Ivan and let down is actually the translation in Yugoslavic. Is that a language?
It is a language.
Is that what it's called, Yugoslavic?
I don't think it's called Yugoslavic.
You speak Yugoslavic. Yes, I do. What does let down mean, Ivan? That's right. All right, check it out. Do you have any recent nature activity stories?
No, you asked me this the last time, and I don't.
Yes, but I thought last time I asked you, you'd be like, oh, fuck, I don't have any outdoor activities. I better go do some now.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Isle Wild, not next weekend, but the weekend after. I'm country backpacking. For 2 days.
Country backpacking. So when you're walking, you're plucking a banjo or what?
45 pounds of gear on my back.
Uh-huh. So you're going to carry a small boy on your back.
Yeah, actually. Taking Roger.
Are we there, Mr. Ivan? Almost. Shut up.
Don't worry, Huck. I like steering. No, so I'll definitely have some good stories there. We're going to take some guns and all that stuff. Oh. So, yeah, it should be cool.
Whoa. Yes, so, sir. It sounds like a crazy chick you're gonna go see. I'm gonna go see Idlewild. But it's like Idlewild, right?
I guess so.
Idlewild?
We discussed this. My pronunciations of
You can't even say pronunciation
of certain words don't work.
That's awesome. Okay, so you're gonna be walking with little boys and guns. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
You better report back with some amazing stories.
Oh yeah, we got 20 miles we're gonna cover in 2 days. So
2 days?
Yeah.
And how much are you gonna drive with that 20 miles?
I know, right?
You gonna hang glide like 10 of them? What the fuck? You gonna walk the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. You park at this parking area and then the trailhead's a couple miles away.
Uh-huh.
And then you take a trail for about 4 miles and then the rest of it's just backcountry.
You said a train, right? For 4 miles?
Hmm?
You take a train?
No.
You're not going to walk this whole time.
We're going to have a train.
On the small boy you're going to pack. I get it. I like it.
Yeah, dude, it's badass. Man, you're more than welcome to come. This summer we should do one.
Wait, I got to be with you for 20 miles of walking?
At least 20 miles.
Oh, man. I could probably do like
Dude, that would be a cool podcast on location. Like just Dick. Recording. Well,
we're still walking. We're about 3 miles in.
Hey, podcast listeners, you can't see this, but this is amazing.
That would be stupid. Just stupid enough to work. Yeah.
Who knows, we might record.
You know what? I
want to
get one of those portable
shit.
Fucking deals.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I want to go interview people. I think though, it won't take long to get punched in the face, right?
You would think.
Like I want Mr. Edgers to take me to a gay bar and just like talk to like ravaging gay dudes, you know what I mean? But they might get offended, right? Because I'm like, you know, poking fun at them.
I would assume so.
But do you think gay guys have like a good sense of humor?
Chilled out. Yeah. I would assume so, yeah. Unless they're that overprotective, I'm not gay, but I am gay type of vibe. Like,
you think they'd be hanging on a gay bar?
Yeah, to a certain extent. But like, I think they would probably be called the bears where they wouldn't want to seem like. Exactly. They wouldn't want to seem like they were fully gay. Like, you're gay because you're kissing me.
But isn't it cool? It's like it's the same thing. Like if you go to Mexico, you better take a guy that speaks Spanish. So I'm going to a gay bar. I'm taking a gay with me. Yeah, I'm okay. Right?
It's okay. My friend sucks cock.
Oh, shit.
But that on location bar one should be fucking awesome. There's so many in Long Beach, too. It's crazy.
What, gay bars?
Mm-hmm. Gay locations.
How do you know about that?
It's
have you gone to someone?
No, I haven't. But just walking around, most of them are flagged with the gay flag too.
Oh no shit!
Apartment complexes that are proponents of gay, dude. There's so many flags everywhere, and that's how I know. Wow. I don't know the seamy underbelly of gay Long Beach, but
who's underbelly? What? Whose belly you under?
Seamy underbelly.
I'm gonna see you under someone's belly. All right.
So yeah, no adventures, but in a couple weeks, if you have me. I'll have some good stories.
I will have you. I will have you. Hey, okay, check it out. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I've just realized recently that I'm like 90% sure that I have ADD. I think it developed later in life because I don't think I had it before.
Or how about you're just stupid?
That's a possibility. Have I gone stupider? Have you gone all the brain cells I've been killing with this fucking show
exactly
for over a year and a half now? The reason I'm telling you that is, well, I'm asking you, do you think you have like an ADD side to yourself?
Yeah, and it's not because I felt I did. People around me were like,
hey, you're stupid.
Yeah, you stupid or something. They're like, you're just fucking off the walls sometimes. You're just like way everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess you see that. Is this a self-reflection you had or you had outside people saying?
Oh, no. This was, I found myself and what I found, I didn't like. So I sent it back. No, so I'm sitting in training, and there's going to be some important shit I got to listen to, right? Because it's going to be on this big test, and if you don't pass, you don't get the promotion, you know? And so my job, my future depend on this. And I'm sitting in this fucking room, and the guy's telling us all we need to know. And while he's talking, I'm thinking about, like, Batman and shit. Like this Batman show I saw, like, you know, Batman Beyond. Like, oh, that was stupid when that happened. That didn't make any sense. What the fuck? And they're like, dickhead, why aren't you listening? this is important. Oh, yeah. I better stop thinking about Batman. And then I'll be paying attention. And then, dude, this is how fucking bad it gets. I start thinking, dude, you should pay attention. I think you have ADD. Maybe I do have ADD because I can't pay attention. And I'm like, dickhead, you're thinking about not paying attention and you're not paying attention. You know what I mean? It just like, it became a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he was an older guy. He was like 70 years old, my instructor. 70. And he has glasses, right? And then at one point I'm like, huh, he's got glasses on. If this was like, if there was no glasses invented, natural selection would have taken him out long time ago. You know what I mean? It would have thinned the herd. So I'm going over all this shit in my head. And it's like, mm-hmm. hey, you didn't hear anything he just said in the last 10 minutes. And I was like, fucking A. And I started getting worried. And I just like, dude, I think I have ADD.
Now, do you think you got... actually, you make a better case for ADD because people invented ADD out of nowhere. Before, I thought it was just you don't pay attention. You're not a good receptor for anybody, you know? Yeah. You just can't pay attention.
You're stupid.
Yeah, versus this ADD bullshit. But the way you're describing it, I can completely see why you would call it ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because what I think I got for the most part is I just don't I get distracted easy. Like yeah. we were indoor rock climbing last week, and I was the belayer, meaning the guy who's
I'm climbing rocks inside
in Huntington Beach.
I'm doing nature things indoors. You motherfucker.
There's no rocks outside. Come on.
It's too hot out there. There's the sun and bugs.
So this dude's on this 40-foot wall, and he's climbing towards the top. And the instructor says something, and then these girls were with, they say something else. And obviously, I was like, huh? And I go to look, and I'm still doing what I'm doing, but I'm multi-talented. You know, I'm like doing that, and I'm like getting in on their conversation, not even staring at this guy. And so, but he gets paranoid because he doesn't think I'm thinking of him.
Right.
So I think I just get distracted easily. I don't think I got ADD, though.
Oh, I think I distract myself with my own brain distracts
and
myself.
That's the way you described it, I think that's ADD.
I know, I was never like that before.
And I wonder what's hyperactive HDD or ADD? Because there's those two. I couldn't imagine what the
hyperactive
one. Yeah, there's hyperactive ADD.
Does that mean like a superhero dummy?
Right.
My brain really doesn't work. I don't know. Oh, what is it called? ADHD?
ADHD.
Is that what I got?
No, I thought you. I think you, I
wait,
don't know.
Isn't that
what,
adult?
I don't know what ADHD is.
Then you say, no, you don't have that. You
from what I know about ADD, it sounds like you have ADD, but I don't know ADHD enough, the difference in symptoms to tell you that's what I think you got.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's fucking weird. If you get lost in your. Because the only time I get lost in my own thoughts that way is when I'm just blunted out and I start thinking about shit. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. So I should be concerned then.
You slightly should. You got children around here.
Why are they playing with that electrical socket?
Yeah, no. Ooh, there's a butterfly over there.
Oh, fucking A. And I was also thinking, like, you know, dude, this guy's wearing glasses. He'd be dead.
Yeah.
Then like over here, that guy's got a limp. He'd be dead for sure.
Dude, I'm glad you brought this up, though. I don't want to make a major segue.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about that? Because I thought people were to be on Earth to go through a life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything has a cycle of, you know, being born, going through life and dying again. Animals, plants, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, with technologies coming out, there's no fear of death anymore, really, dude. At some point, if the Earth is still around, they're going to figure out a way for people to live 200 years, you know, 125 years, whatever the case may be, because historically, if you've seen the expectancy for certain races or certain groups of people to live,
mm-hmm.
it's grown exponentially, you know.
Yeah.
Before, in the dark ages, people were making it to like 18, 19, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
like that.
That's the problem. Look, nature in its most purest form is fucking just.
Yeah.
We are playing God about every aspect of life, with
exactly.
the food, with the fucking, with the medical, you know, the whole science thing. Everything we're fucking doing is we're just fucking with the whole setup.
Yeah, the whole balance is just getting thrown off of what we're
yeah,
doing.
Like the animals.
Yeah,
there's no fat cheetahs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's no slow fucking cheetahs, right?
Yeah.
They die off if they're fat.
Mm-hmm.
Not us. That's the problem, right? We have all these fat fucks, all these stupid fucks, you know, because, oh, you know, they're slow. Let's give them a parking spot up in the front.
Yeah.
You know, let's get them different classes. No, they'd be fucking dead in the wild.
Exactly.
And we're stupefying ourselves. You know what I mean? We need to have people die. There's too many fucking people. You know what, dude? I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I stopped. I think the cord got wrapped around my throat when I was being born. And, you know, they had an emergency C-section. I would have been fucking, I would not be here.
Yeah.
And the danger hour would not exist. And my son shouldn't fucking be here because I shouldn't be here. But he shouldn't be here times two because he was breech, which is he was flipped the wrong side.
Okay.
He was feet first. He would have been fucking dead.
Yeah.
So he's double. He shouldn't exist.
Both lifetimes. Yeah. He would have never existed.
Yeah. So look at that's a mind fucking itself.
Yeah, it really is. And that's what you start to think about. It's like.
And this is what I'm thinking about during class, dude.
And I can understand that because that's a deep thought. That's the shit I get into when I'm smoked out.
Yeah.
Or with an intelligent person like yourself. I can barely say intelligent. But no, it's so crazy. And that's where, like, I'm not afraid to die. Like, it's a part of life and it's a part we should embrace to a certain extent, even though we don't know what the gray beyond is about. But I don't agree with the whole playing God and having people survive forever because we can't fucking Bill Burr goes on an excellent rant about thinning the herd. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, yes, I've heard that. Yeah,
it's the one where he's in blue jeans and like a blue shirt. I forget what the stand-up is
called.
That's
a great bit.
Oh, my God. He puts so many good points. He's like, like the guy at the end of the off ramp who's not quite out and he's just sitting there with his right blinker and he's there for like 5 minutes before he makes a move and you're just losing your shit. He's like, that guy didn't have to exist. He's like, stop making that fucking guy. He goes and he's like, you know, and I love his plan to like thin the herd.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember where he says it's not involved killing anybody. He's like, but. Just stop making babies because a baby's born every 3 seconds, but someone dies every 6 seconds. So just stop making babies. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone falls down the stairs, someone trips over a skateboard and lanes are just opening up on the freeway. Get it down to like 40,000. People can drive their own tanks. Everyone can go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking, it's genius stuff, but it's fucking true though. Like, it's getting super ridiculous on how they want people to live and they still haven't figured out what the fuck are you going to do with these extra people and the way you're throwing off the balance of, you know, the Mother Earth and fucking everything else.
Honestly, dude, where else are there a group of animals? Where else are there on the world that's like millions of animals in one area?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we're all predators here.
Yeah.
Whether we're hunting animals or, you know, eating meat or fucking vegetables. Where else is such a concentrated fucking group of people, like of animals, you know, in one area?
Yeah.
They got to be spaced out, right? This is not fucking natural.
Well, that's why I tripped out India alone. India, the country, which our mass of the U.S., I think is like 4 times bigger than India. India has 1.4 billion people.
Holy shit.
You know how many people?
And how many rats they got?
You know how many? Oh, my God. That's another story right there. But America has, in America alone, it's like around 480 million people. In America, altogether, 480 million.
But you said they got a billion people?
A billion point four, and China edges them out just by 1.6 billion.
Yeah, I heard there's 7 billion people in the world, and like over a billion are Chinese.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude. So you start thinking about all
this
stuff.
So Chinese like are the cockroach of people, huh? They're just breeding like fucking crazy.
Them and Mexican. That's why I'm surprised. I guess that knocks off the Mexican stereotype.
Of what? Oh, fucking like crazy.
Fucking like rabbits and having kids. I wonder what their population is. And then, so that just made me wonder, like, I liked your point because it's like, all right, if people stop fucking with it and just let nature take its course, I wouldn't think we would be in such dire straits as we're in right now. We've just fucked this place up. We're fucking ourselves up. People are just going crazy with the things around there. And I'm sure everything that's going on medicinally with our fucking vegetables, there's so much shit going on with meats and vegetables right now, what we're eating, how they're being chemically produced now instead of naturally grown and how that's going to fuck us up in the future. That's why it's like you look in history, it seemed like when shit was getting too crazy, that's when these natural plagues would come through and fucking again thin the herd and get things back into balance. It's not happening anymore.
I'll tell you what the natural plague is going to be. It's going to be sent over in the fucking sky and it's going to be detonated.
No shit, right?
That's going to be the natural
have
plague.
Have you seen Contagion?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like the sample of thinning the herd, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's
if not a fucking killer, I'm going to air quotes bug, you know, mm-hmm. that's going to take us all out. And that movie's fucking, the way it ends is awesome, right? Like you see the, or maybe, am I thinking of that or Planet of the Apes? The end of the movie? Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I just recently saw that.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Didn't someone get sick and they go flying from country to country? No. That wasn't that movie?
No, that's Contagion.
Okay.
There is a guy in Rise of the Apes who gets sick. His mask is off.
Yes, the same thing.
And then he starts coughing up on like the different different people he interacts with, and they find him dead in his apartment.
So which movie is it at the end where it shows like a graphic of like a plane, like, you know, just a line flying mm-hmm. to a different country, and then from there like a lot of different planes go to different countries?
I could have swore that was Contagion.
Okay, yeah. That was a great fucking example of what's.
Yeah. Of how fast something could spread.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And that's very fucking possible. Probably more likely. But I'm telling you, dude, plan B is my fucking idea. Penis valves. We got to install penis valves in every fucking person born. I mean, boy. And you can't have any kids unless you pass a rigorous fucking test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there so many people who should not have kids? It's ridiculous.
Think about this. What if tomorrow...
Tomorrow.
What if tomorrow there's like Obama, you know, passes a law that says, fuck Obama, God comes down from now on. Yeah, you can't control the world. God comes down. From now on, you cannot use any laboratories. You cannot do anything. Blah, blah, blah.
Does he just abolish them or what?
Like, yeah. There's no clones. There's no doctors. None of that shit.
Yeah.
No, science is forbidden. Okay. And how many people would drop fucking dead in the next week?
Half the world, at least.
Dude, that's what we need. Hey, God, if you're up there listening, we need you to come down here and... What if it's like Norman Donald? Hey, God, if you can come down here, get rid of half the population, you know?
Do you think you'd be a part of that?
I would die. Unless he goes,
do you have any,
we need more assholes in front of a microphone. You will live.
I wonder who has those natural ailments.
What's that?
I don't think I have anything, but I haven't visited a doctor.
Natural either. Ailments?
Ailments, like, yeah. Well, you know, people who like have a bum kidney, like they're reproducing kidneys right now. If he were to say that, then those people would be wiped out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, pacemakers, sorry, you're done.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that'd be like half the population would just be done. That'd be crazy.
It'd be like, James, I know you were planning on getting a liver transplant, but I'm sorry, there's no more. Fuck. Yeah, oh, well, I had a good run.
Yeah.
All right, Nature Boy. I got to add one more thing before I move on to the next thing about my instructor. He was an old guy, right, like I said. So he was supposed to instruct us on how to use this, like, handheld device. Now, this handheld device we're using has a phone in it. It has a scanner on it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why. It's very complicated. And it has like a lot of different keys, a shitload of functions on this thing, right? And this 70-year-old man is supposed to teach us this device. And he's like, oh, man, this thing really, it really confuses the hell out of me. I got to tell you. He goes, how many of you, show of hands, have one of them, what do they call it, smartphones? And like the whole fucking group's like, yeah, right here. Wow, all of you, huh? How much does that run? About what, $300 or $400 a month for one of those phones? And we're like, nah, it's some guy's like, you can do it for like $100. You don't say. Wow. That's incredible.
Welcome to the world, sir.
Yeah, he goes, you know what these things can do? He goes, they can you can take pictures with them and you can this woman I know, she talks into it and it types what she's saying. He goes, did any of you guys know about that? And we all raise our hand. And this other guy goes, yes, they know what the phone can do. You don't have to tell them. Oh, that's just amazing. And I was like, this is fucking hilarious, dude. The guy has no clue, and he's going to be teaching us about this complex fucking device that just came out. But
Sounds like Grandpa with Alzheimer's coming around trying to teach you guys.
In our day, we used to wear bees, or what is it? Onions on a belt, which was the style at the time. All right, dude, enough of our fucking rambling. I got a segment here called Asshole Thought or Not.
The Asshole Thought or Not.
Asshole!
Thought or not.
Okay, Nature Boy. If you forgot, or maybe you're a new listener. Asshole Thought or Not is I present an idea or a situation, and Ivan here is my guest, so he will tell me whether or not the person in the story is an asshole.
I will judge supremely.
You will? Or else. All right, here's the scenario. This guy told me this recently. He told me that that he was at a party. He's a young dude, and he's into drinking and shits, you know? He's like 21. And he's like, yeah, man, this one time I went to a house party, and me and my buddy were there, and he saw this girl, and he's like, oh, fuck, dude. He's like, I want that girl, you know? I want her. I want to fuck her. You just like
have her.
Yeah, I must have her. And he goes, all right, man, go for it. So, you know, throughout the night, somehow the girl winds up coming on to the other guy.
All right.
You're right? The guy that didn't want her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's like, oh, you know, I think you're cute and this and that, right? Whatever. And, you know, everyone's drinking. And his friend sees him talking to this girl. And he's like, you can tell on his face. He's like, this fucking guy. And, you know, after the girl's like, I'm going to the bathroom. And she leaves. So the guy goes back to his friend and goes, hey, dude, I know. He's like, I'm not going to do anything, but I got a plan. He's like, what the fuck you mean? He's like, just, I got a plan. Are you down? What do you mean? All right, just stay right here, okay? Stand right here. Wait. So he tells me, he takes this girl, like, after she comes out of the bathroom, like, hey, so you want to go somewhere more private?
Yeah.
Okay. So they go to this room. He's like, I started making out with her, pretty fucking intense, you know? And the lights, she's drunk. Like, I'm like a little drunk, but she's wasted, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, let's turn the lights off. Turn the lights off. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. He goes out the door and tells her friend, she's all yours, buddy.
No shit.
He goes back in there and he fucks this girl who has no idea. She has no fucking idea.
Wow, so you just described rape on a podcast. Oh, my God.
So my question is...
Holy shit, dude.
My question is, who is that guy an asshole for hooking up his friend like that?
Oh, and they're both assholes. Come on. That's hands down.
Dude, I mean, okay.
I thought
in my heart, I thought that, but I'm like, I'm going to ask a guy this. He's probably going to go like, fuck yeah, I appreciate that. It could have went either way in my head.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, explain.
I could definitely see, like, if you're a dirty jerk too, being like, ah, that guy did me a solid.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the story was going to go, he was like going to come back and just be like complete asshole and like blow her off. And then, you know, the guy who was trying to come at it, you know, he could do the, oh, like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong?
Oh, okay.
You know, come by and save the day. Captain Save-O.
Yeah, the white knight steps
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that's what was going to happen. And I'll be like, yeah,
but no, you got the dark
one
in this one, buddy.
Wow. This guy warms her up, which is, hey, that's a good thing. He could have, yeah.
Wow, you got a strong conscience on you, huh?
Yeah, dude, I'm not down with that. That's
you couldn't rape a chick? That was willing?
Not knowingly?
Through trickery and witchcraft? Well, maybe not witchcraft, but trickery.
Trickery for sure.
Deception?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going asshole on both those guys.
Did you say inception or deception?
Deception.
It was a fuck within a fuck?
No shit, right? What was his trigger?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got a little spinning top.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Still spinning.
Oh, man. Hands down, both those guys are assholes.
Yeah?
It's a yeah. team effort. What's that?
A team asshole effort?
That's a team asshole effort.
Double asshole, though.
If that's the first one you've had, that's the best example of one. Because one, the guy would have been the asshole for sure. If he went to the other guy and the other guy reacted like, you warmed her up for me, and now I'm just going to go in there, and she has no clue. I don't know if the guy just wanted to fuck her and not talk to her again. You know, that's a different story. To a certain extent.
It's only half rape then.
But either way, yeah, that's hands down double douchebags, assholes. Yeah, would you go through with that? Let's say you're single, and I'm single, and we're out partying.
And you set her up for me?
Yeah.
You set up the fucking, what is it called? Yeah. The alley-oop, and I just got
to
slam it?
Exactly. Like, hey, made out with her, banged her, you know, finger banged her a bit to get her all warmed up. Now you take it home.
How drunk and or horny am I? No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. You know why?
Right.
More out of I'm too proud. Like, fuck you. I'm not taking your fucking, you know, your leftovers.
Exactly. That's another piece.
You know what I mean? Don't give me the charity, asshole.
There's too many factors in this.
I'll bang my own bitch tonight, motherfucker. What now? I'll tell you. Yeah, no, that's pretty fucking weird. and scumbaggish.
It is. Extremely. That's a double
asshole. You know what? There should be a new word, not even scumbaggish. He's like, enough. You know what? At the time he told me, I thought it was funny, but now that you're talking with me about it, that's pretty...
It's fucked up.
It's pretty horrifying.
That's right.
I was like, that's pretty funny. But
this podcast probably
That's classified as rape?
No. I don't think it'd be rape.
She was willing.
Yeah, she was willing. It's deception, but I wonder if they'd be able to be like, well, this girl thought she was sleeping with this random dude when it turned out to be another random dude that she
didn't
like.
That'd be an interesting court case, dude.
Yeah.
Your Honor, my defendant is innocent because she was willing.
And then the other guy can come back and just be like, well, sorry, I don't have a junk that works. He's my stunt cock. Yeah. So.
Hey, but the other guy didn't really do anything illegal.
The first guy, no. Yeah, it's all the second guy.
Well, it's not illegal. It's
the second guy is the one who jumped in. Because when she wakes up and she sees that it's not that dude, she would probably think she got raped. Unless he just hit it and just left and left her there in her torn panties.
You know what that's like? It's like you're filming a movie. Cut! Stunt double. Jump in.
Exactly.
Oh,
he's my understudy.
All right, I'll agree with you. They're both assholes.
Yeah.
Double asshole action.
Double asshole action. Have you had that before?
Yes.
That I don't know how to bring this up either way, but I had a... Okay. Actually, I do have an asshole or not. It's about myself. Uh-huh. I was going to just use this as a funny joke, but maybe I am an asshole. I'll leave your judgment. So I'm kind of seeing this girl, sort of. I've known her for a while, but we banged a couple of weeks
ago. What are you, Ricky Martin? We banged.
She bangs.
Did you get the reference, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Freaking William Hung. But Ricky Martin, but you know.
Yes.
And, I don't know what to say. Hook up. Some people are like, did you hook up or hook up?
How about, dude, we just, we fucked.
Or how about just fucked? Yeah, exactly. So I fucked this bitch. So anyways, we're super cool, but we randomly slept together. Mm-hmm. And it was fucked. Good stuff.
Huh? You mean fucked?
Yeah, randomly fucked.
Okay. Now you say it so dirty, dude. We randomly fucked. Yeah. Say with conviction. Let me hear
when
it again.
I said slept together sounded better, right?
Nah, it sounds too classy. You're not that guy.
So we fucked. Is that better?
Yeah, I like the nonchalant about it. Yeah, so we fucked. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I rolled over. So that happened. So now we have like this thing going on and we see each other and things happen. So... I'm at work. This happened. I still got the text message. I'm at work and I get this text, we're talking throughout the day and then we're going to hang out later that night. This was Wednesday, Thursday, I'm sorry, yesterday. And,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, very recent.
So we're supposed to hang out. We talked on the phone. She's like, yeah, I'll see you later tonight. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. And then I'm at work. We're texting. And then randomly she texts me saying, I'm going to show you the Texas explosion when I see you later. And it had like an LOL and a smile. And my perverted mind, I was like, this dirty girl. I'm like, what the fuck is the Texas explosion?
I have a few ideas.
Me too. And that's why I was like, this bitch is dirty. Like, what is going on here? So my mind starts going there. What's it fucking called? Urban Dictionary. Uh-huh. I look it up to you. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, you are the asshole. I've heard enough.
Nothing on Urban Dictionary. So I just Google it. I see video for the fertilizer.
Do you appreciate how funny this is?
I do.
That you're looking it up like, oh, great. I got to look it up. What is this?
I needed to know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
And,
please tell me it's something going in your asshole.
So I do that. And all I do to her was I just reply back with an LOL. Ha ha ha. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then she replies back with like, LOL ? What are you talking about? And then so I hit up this girl up at work that we have a relationship. And I'm like, hey, have you ever heard of the Texas explosion? And she starts laughing. And she's like, no, what the fuck is that? I'm like, okay, just forget about it. And then I was like, I have no clue what you're talking about. Like, what are we getting into tonight? And then she's like, huh? She's like, no, look up on YouTube official Texas explosion video.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, look it up. I'm going to get back to homework and call me later.
What is she in fucking middle school?
No, she's 19.
I'm gonna do my. I got an essay due tomorrow.
She's in college.
All right.
Anywho.
Wait, hold on. I've wanted to say this forever. Your mom goes to college.
Fucking Napoleon. That's that little dude, right?
Yeah, Kip.
Goes to college. Sorry. I look it up. It turns out Wednesday night, there was a fertilizer plant in Texas that exploded.
Oh.
It killed, like, I think the number's up to like 35 people now.
Oh, no shit.
It's a, if you look at the video, 15. It's a, originally,
this morning was 15.
I heard like 5 to 10, and then the latest I heard was like up to 35. Huh.
So how does that translate to your life?
So when I see that, I'm like, oh, I'm a dirty motherfucker thinking she's going to do some sex act on me, the Texas explosion. I'm like, what the fuck
is
that?
Wait, what does she mean, though?
No, she literally meant, look at that video on the news for the Texas explosion.
There's a video of the explosion?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, YouTube it and look it up.
A video of the actual explosion happening.
Yeah. But
that's fucking hilarious,
once
dude.
She sends the line to me, I'm going to show you the Texas explosion when I see you later tonight, LOL, with a smiley face, I'm like, I'm in some perverted sex act.
You see, this is another example of why texting fucking sucks, okay? You don't get the context. You don't get the, what's the fucking word? Ah, God damn it. Shit.
Like,
you know,
the context behind it, it's like, I know the word
you're
missing
for.
Yeah,
dude, I'm a dummy. I forget words all the time after my accident.
After your accident.
Yeah, I got banged up in the head.
With a cack.
With a fat cack. Tone. That's it, tone.
Yeah,
that's
the
fucking
tone
word I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Dick,
with emails,
listen to me.
Text.
This
yeah.
is how fucked up I am. I can't remember tone, okay? The word tone, it's not complex.
It's not at all.
It's four fucking letters. Wait, hold on. T-O-N-E. Yeah, four letters. Yeah, the tone. So check it out. In your head, it's like, later on, I'm going to show you the Texas explosion.
Exactly.
But in reality, it's like, oh, later on, I'm going to show you the Texas explosion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Innocent fuck text fuck messaging,
from her.
Dude.
Exactly.
Fuck text messaging.
I'll show you the text if you want. But
you know, you're not an asshole on this one. That's no? fucking funny, though, dude.
It was hilarious. And then the girl at work, she hit me back up. She's like, so what the fuck is the Texas explosion? And I explained to her, and she's laughing around. She's like, I'm dying over here. She's like, yeah. You're such an idiot.
You know what? If anything, that girl that sent you it is an asshole for not thinking that it could be read the wrong way.
Exactly. Yeah. I was
fuck
like,
her.
I heard the dirty Sanchez, but
you better fuck her again and do it hard.
Dude, I ended up talking to her about it later.
Oh, Ivan, I just got something in my head. You gotta get her again, right? Just be tagging her. Just fuck as hard as, I mean, like, you have your hands on the fucking head post and you're like, headboard.
Trying to rip that
and
shit.
And then
out.
You go, it's time for the Texas explosion.
That would be some funny shit.
Please do it for me.
I wonder what she would do.
You know what?
That's
dude?
Why we need that bloggy.
Speaking of that, I know a friend who I told. Just as a joke, dude, we're drinking beers one day, and I told him, hey, next time you're fucking a girl, say, this one's for James. And he fucking did it.
No
way. And she
way.
Goes, what did you say? And he goes, huh?
That's
oh,
fucking great.
Christ. He got in shit for that one, but it was
I
worth it,
imagine.
Right?
That's fucking
you know what?
Awesome.
If it's worth a good laugh, isn't it worth it?
Yeah. Oh, that's for all sure. Right.
Thank you.
Like, I read this picture today that says, life is a joke. Either you make it a good one or a bad one.
That's kind of depressing.
It sort of is, but it's kind of insightful.
All right, speaking of assholes, let's go on to the next one.
Let's do it.
Gay or nay?
Let's go into the next one. I like that.
Gay! There's a tingle in my butthole!
Nay! I'm manly!
Gay or nay? Gay or nay? Gay or nay?
This is gay or nay?
Dude, that part in the middle... I found myself saying it in a car the other day, like, gay or nay, gay or nay. It just sounds fucking awesome, dude. I want that as a ringtone.
I'm happy to give it to you.
Put them on the side. And
it will cost you. No.
Charge some people for that. 50 cents of
it will cost you a tingle in your butthole. Okay, Ivy, the nature boy.
Also, Brother Nature.
Brother Nature. I like it.
I want to go
Brother
with that
Nature.
Too.
I like that. Okay, here's the gay or nay, okay? And again, if you're behind and you don't know the fucking show, it's pretty much like Asshole Thought or Not, but it's gay. I give you a scenario, and since Nature Boy's here, he will determine whether or not the scenario is gay or nay. Here we go. This has to involve Lito. Gay.
Nice. Gay. I mean, right off the bat.
Okay, so Lito posted this thing on the Facebooks. saying that he is a grown man feeling strange about ordering a strawberry razzmatazz.
What the fuck is this strawberry razzmatazz?
What's that fucking smoothie place? What's that shit called?
Yogurtland?
No, the other one. Oh. Jamba Juice. Jamba Juice.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So he's like, he's in line at the mall. And you know fucking Lito. He's a big dude, you know? Yeah. He's a big, tall motherfucker.
Yeah.
And a towering over people. I'll take a strawberry razzmatazz.
It talks like a bitch.
So.
A strawberry razzmatazz. How do you even get that out of your mouth?
Is
strawberry razzmatazz.
You gotta have lots of lisps. I'll take a strawberry razzmatazz. So.
Do you have to order that with a dick in your ass already or what?
She'd be like, sir, do you have a dick in your asshole? I do. We're coming right up. No, honestly, is it gay for a grown man to order something with a fucking faggy name like that?
It is gay.
Should have just gotten like the fucking like the veggie one. I'll take the mean green.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Shot of protein.
Uh-oh, that's gay.
Yeah. Oh, that could have been gay too on the strawberry one.
Yeah. I'll take B12.
Oh, it's definitely gay.
Yeah? So
even if you wanted, that's the fucked up thing. Like, why do they have to give it such a fucked up name?
That's true.
I'm embarrassed to order stuff, so I won't do it. And I'm like, I'm not going to ask for, like, mango. Well, actually, mango madness or whatever. That's, at least it got the word madness in it. But
it has a word man in it, too. Huh? I'll take mango.
Man to go. But it's better than, what is it?
Strawberry razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz. I mean, what the fuck?
Razzmatazz.
So, the fuck is a razzmatazz?
Indeed.
Wow. Seriously, like you'd have to order that with a dick in your ass. Already.
What if they just called it a strawberry smoothie? Is that gay?
No, not at all. Let me get
that's
like when you
right?
ask for a strawberry shake at In-N-Out, no big deal.
That's gay.
Really?
Vanilla or
strawberry
chocolate?
Shake? Ooh. I love strawberry shakes.
Yeah, me too.
Or half and half.
Half and half. You've gotten that before?
Yeah. Dude, barely I've started realizing McDonald's, you can venture out and ask them for custom orders. Like with the McFlurry. No, not McFlurry. What's the Irish shake they got? Is it the McFlurry?
The Shamrock?
Shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
Shamrock shake. Half shamrock, half chocolate.
I never had any of those.
I just had it for the first time.
It's good?
It was fucking bomb.
Hmm.
Really good.
But if it's McDonald's, it means there's extra poison in there.
Yeah, it is. Cancer. Causing bastards.
I want you to go to In-N-Out, you know, soon and go, I'll take a Neapolitan shake.
I want to go to In-N-Out with bacon already cooked and throw it on my burger.
Oh, you're speaking my language, buddy.
I want to try an In-N-Out burger with bacon.
That's true.
I've tried an In-N-Out burger with Tommy chili on it.
How was that?
It was excellent, man. Because I was living in Chino at the time. It's the central exit.
Yeah.
Off the 60. I know that one. They're next doors. You know, they're next door neighbors. I was drunk as shit and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna.
You know what'd be a good idea? That's how all the great ones start.
Oh,
a drunk
man.
Idiot has an idea.
Exactly. But yeah, razzmatazz, that's super gay.
Yeah.
Super gay.
I will accept it. But it is a part two to this one. Okay. It involves me and Eddie Gears.
All right.
Gay.
Did you guys share one or what?
No. Okay, so last week, Eddie Gears, Monkey, and myself, we met up. We met up at Buffalo Wild Wings to have a couple beers. And while we were there, it was late, and none of us ate. So we got some wings, right? And the waitress comes up, can I take your order? Do you take some wings? And I was like, yeah, I'll take some. Or Peter, he orders first. He's like, I'll take honey barbecue. She's like, traditional or boneless? Traditional. She's like, okay, what about you? And she tells Eddie Gears, I'll take Thai something, boneless.
Yeah.
And then she asks me, and I'm like, I'll take honey barbecue boneless. And she walks away, and I'm like, I feel such a fag. And he goes, why? Because I got boneless wings.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's wrong with that? And Peter's like, traditional's more manly.
Yes.
And then I tell Eddie Gears, I'm like, yeah, you get boneless too, huh? Yeah, I don't want my fingers to get all messy. I'm like, that's gay.
Exactly.
And you know, and I got boneless too, because I'm the same way. I don't want to fucking be like,
that's the whole act of being a carnivore though, man. Digging in that shit.
Dude, I'm a fancy boy carnivore.
You want to nibble, you don't want to.
No, I don't want to nibble. I want to take fucking bites. Nibblings with the bone, like, turn, rotate. Oh, fucking boneless. Right in there. I'm a fancy boy because, please, before you present this meat to me, remove the bones at once. You know what I mean? That's me. But it's pretty gay, huh?
I would say it's super gay.
Do you know what's even gayer? I've gone there, and my wife likes traditional, so she'll get with bone, and I'll get without.
Yeah. And do they ever come where they're, like, going to give her without bone, and you're like, yes. No, that's mine.
Well, that's, I get the honey barbecue.
Oh, shit.
But you know what's funny? I told the waitress, I was like, you know, I'm going to take some boneless. Is that gay? And she goes, not at all. She smiled, like, I knew she knew, dude. She knows.
Especially his excuse of, I don't want to get my fingers all fucked up. That's
well, he said it, but I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. So going on that finger thing real quick without thinking. Without thinking twice. How do you check your fingers if they're dirty? What motion do you do with your hands?
I know where you're going with this. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. That's super gay. That's super gay.
All right, I don't people. Do that, dickhead.
He extended his I know hand the joke. Out in front of him.
I know the joke. It's like, how'd it go? Hey, look at your fingernails. And yeah. If they go like this.
Okay.
Or if you have your hand bent and like your fingers bent towards you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I know what's up with that. Ever since that fucking joke, I've always made sure I do it the other way.
I made you all it's self-conscious. Always,
that shit never left my fucking head.
Yeah, that was a gay move on your guys' part.
Okay, so gay all around this time. Another double gay.
A sea breeze.
I'll take a sea breeze. Extra sea.
It was another double gay.
Extra breeze.
You're like, I don't remember the second one.
I'll take a sea breeze. Extra or double breeze. Yeah, so okay, so we got double asshole today and double gay. Hey.
A first.
Two gays and two assholes. Yeah. It just lines up. All right, Nature Boy, thank you. I appreciate that. And now it's time for
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, Ivan. Yes, you know, we were just talking about drunk dialing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do talk off the air, ladies and gentlemen. And
a whole hour went by and you guys didn't even know it.
Radio magic. No, so that reminds me of this thing I saw on the interwebs. And I think it was Zach Galifianakis said, you talk about drunk dialing. He said, why do people get so upset about drunk dialing? At the moment the person is so drunk their brain isn't working properly, they're thinking about you.
Yeah, that's a good
like
point.
They're thinking about you. Why are you upset? That's like, yeah, that's pretty fucking it's charming.
Yeah, it is, right?
Anyway.
It's pretty true.
So I told you
random whore.
Yeah.
They called you though.
I told you that there was no movie mystery tonight.
Yep.
Right? And there really isn't in the regular sense because I think the shit's getting old and tired, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of like, let me give you another hint.
Oh, we got to find another fucking quote. Yeah. We already ran out of all of our quotes.
It's either, let me give you 10 hints, or that was fucking a lame thing to say.
So I thought to change it up tonight, the first night ever of changing it, I'm going to play this. It's like kind of like a game. It's all Arnold quotes. All
right.
And you got to guess the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm done with that.
All right. Well, you better be.
His dialogue is almost so similar between movies. It's ridiculous.
All right, let's see how good you are with Arnold. Okay. Here we go, dude. We got 13 movies to go through.
13.
I like the movie. I like the number 13. I don't know why.
It's an awesome
and, movie. And here we go. Here's the first one. Let's kick some ice.
Let's kick some ice. It's not Mr. Freeze Batman, is it?
Yeah. Well, what movie? Right. What's it called?
Is it Batman Forever?
No.
Batman and Robin.
There you go. Okay. I'll give it to you.
I forget those two. Fucking Val Kilmer and George Clooney. I forget which one's man. Which.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. They're both shitty, right?
Yeah.
Here's the next one. Consider that a divorce.
Consider that. Fucking Total Recall.
Yes! Fucking A! Dude, the reason I bring this up is because my training... We just went on for like 20 minutes, like just quoting Arnold.
No
fucking
shit.
Horrible quotes. It was, and we were laughing so fucking hard. So I'm like, dude, this is going to be a good bit.
And that was their heyday, too, of those movies. They
yeah,
were like
dude.
In their 20s,
oh, man.
30s,
this is our childhood right here.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next one. My nipples are very sensitive.
Oh, fucking. Junior?
Yes. Wow, dude. You're doing better than I.
I kind of pulled that one out of my ass. I could not remember the title.
This one's pretty easy, but you know, I had to include it.
Twins.
It's not a tumor.
Oh, Kindergarten Cop. Yeah. That's the best. That's probably one of my favorite Arnie movies, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Shit.
Okay. Here's the next one. Chill out, dickwad.
Oh, Terminator.
Huh?
Two.
Thank you. Wow, dude. You're on a roll.
Me and movies.
Oh, here we go. It's getting harder. Stick around.
Stick around?
Yeah.
That's all you're going to give me?
Stick around.
Oh, he must have impaled somebody when he did
with
that.
A knife. A big knife.
Stick around. Oh, my
stick around. God. I mean, stick around. I'll give you a hint.
No.
All right.
Hint that hint bullshit is annoying me.
Okay.
Stick around. Fuck. Pass. Let me come back to that one.
Really?
Yeah. Let me come back to that one.
Process of elimination, huh? You motherfucker.
Dude, he's got such a movie range for fucking... He's all got right. More than 13 movies.
You know, I will allow it, okay?
Yeah.
Just one pass, though. You can't pass again.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
I won't need it.
You're fired.
You're fired. Again, most of these is like something just happened to the person he's talking to. That reminds me of...
That was actually before it happened.
Rainier Wolfcastle, when he's like, you're out of here, McBain. And he picks up his boss and throws him out of the window. He's like, I forget what he says. I'm like, you're out of here. Just like that.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Dad, you're fired.
You're fired.
I might get this one wrong. I'm trying to think. Rolodex.
Can't give you a hint. No hints?
Well, that's why I said pass. Is it the past ones I wouldn't mind the hint on.
Okay.
So if we could do that, let me queue up some passes for hints.
What?
Like, let me pass once more than one time, and those will be the ones I need hints on.
Okay.
You're fired.
Yeah, pass on that one?
Yeah, then pass. I want to see I can get without fucking...
Okay, next one.
Your luggage. Your luggage. Wow, these are getting hard. The eraser?
Yes!
Fuck yeah. I'm pretty proud about that one.
That was so fucking
cheesy. Yeah, it was. But, dude, the scene played in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's when he's in that fucking zoo.
With the alligator. Yeah. Such bullshit. All right, here we go.
That was a pretty decent action movie, though, dude. I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, no, I did like it. Yeah, I saw the same. Yeah, I saw it, too, in the theater. Yeah. Right, here we go. Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
What the hell? Now, Plane Zero? Sub-Zero? Running Man?
Yes!
Yeah!
Fuck!
That fucking ice hockey fuck. Yeah, all right.
Christmas tree.
Christmas. He's running, throwing his hands up all crazy. All
right, next one. Wow, you're doing well, dude. I'm surprised. You should clone yourself. Why is that? So you can go fuck yourself.
That wasn't the sixth day, is it?
Yes. Oh, shit. You were
a phenom on this shit.
Oh, man. Nature Boy, I am surprised. Okay.
Dude, classic fucking lines, though.
That one's the funniest one, dude. I gotta tell you. That one's pretty fucking good. Here we go. Let that some steam, Bennett.
Oh, fucking Commando.
Yes.
He fucking clamps him up against that steam pipe.
Throws that pipe in his... Yeah.
Yeah. That guy seems so fucking gay to me, too, Bennett.
Yeah.
I think he's gay. In that movie. There's this part where he throws a punch and he just looks like such a bitch. And then he's wearing
like
that like iron like tank top.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He looks like a girl.
Was that the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano.
That explains.
He's a little girl. Yeah. He's his daughter. Or she's his daughter.
Would you fuck her then? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. Here we go. He molested, murdered, and mutilated her.
Shit. End of Days?
No.
Really? Fucking he molested what?
He molested, murdered, and mutilated her. That one's the hardest one, probably. And you're wrong.
Yeah. I wish I'd have taken a pass on that one. You know what? Fuck. No. I don't think I'm gonna get that one.
Raw deal.
Oh dude, that was gonna be my second guess, but I didn't think it. I should have asked you for a fucking hint on that one.
You know, I never saw that movie.
I haven't seen it in like 12, 15 years.
All right, here's the last one. Wow, you did pretty well. You got to go through two more, but, you know, Here's the last one. You want to fuck with me? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy.
Dude. I know that scene. I almost want to say Total Recall again, but it's not Total Recall.
No, I'm not repeating.
Dude, I know that line so well. I can see the veins sticking out of his fucking face while he's saying it. Oh, and he's, because he's trying to fucking distract somebody, right?
I'll give you a big hint. You just fucking said the title.
I said Total Recall?
No. The last movie. You thought it was this one.
End of Days.
That's it?
Yeah. He's talking to Gabriel Byrne.
Yeah. What did he say to him?
That line or whatever.
What did he say?
Who?
Arnold. What did he say?
I can't remember the line.
Oh. I think he said.
Go for it.
I think he said, you want to fuck with me? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy. All right. For the save. Stick around.
Oh, man.
I'll give you one hint.
Okay.
He throws a large fucking knife through the guy's chest and it sticks him to the wall.
Yeah, I got that. I fucking know that. There's no hint at all.
Okay, here's hint number two. They're in the jungle.
They're in the jungle? Stick around. Oh, Predator.
Yes.
I don't know why I got that earlier piece. Yeah, I was trying to think of the scene. Like,
all right, last one. You're fired.
That's a hard one.
After he does, after he says that, he presses a button to launch a missile, a rocket.
A rocket?
Missile or a rocket? Missile. A missile.
He launches a missile. You're fired. Launches a missile. Hold on a second. Fucking Arnold.
You're fired. That's fucking.
He's awesome. The king of that shit, right? He's got
the one-lining bullshit.
Yeah, like right before something happens. Wow, your fire launches a missile. Does the missile heat, like, destroy the person or something?
The person is attached to the missile.
Oh. Fuck. All I can think is Rainier Wolf Castle. Fuck. Give me the actor's name who's on the missile.
I don't know. It's a terrorist.
Oh. It's probably not right. Collateral Damage?
No.
It's a terrorist?
Yeah. True Lies.
Dude, I haven't seen that in forever. He does that?
Yeah, the guy, he's flying a fucking jet.
That's right, yeah.
You're fired.
True Lies.
Dude, you did extremely fucking well, man. I did not expect you to get all these.
Really? Well, what am I? Like,
let's see. You got, you had help.
Like, overall, like 10
one,
for 13 or
two,
what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got 11 out of 13.
Not bad.
It's not bad. What do you mean it's not bad? It's fucking great.
Should have been 13 for 13, but it's all right.
That was probably more fun than the actual movie quotes.
Oh, huh? Yeah, that's for sure. Dude, yeah, that should be the new segment right there.
It will be.
That is fucking all gravy. Dude, especially those cheesy ass fucking lines. I'm just glad you. I thought you were going to throw something out from like Conan or Hercules.
Oh, dude.
Or...
Those are so fucking. I watched like that YouTube video today of like all those worst quotes.
Oh, I haven't seen
I that. Couldn't even understand the Conan quotes. It was like, da 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 da. Like, what?
That's why I love that Bill Burr stand up again, dude, where he's talking about, they don't have lessons for guys on how to deal with like fame and fortune.
Yeah.
And he's like, we have great men all around us getting taken down by these whores. He talks about Arnold. He's like, come on, this guy's made famous for lifting weights. I lift weights. Nobody gives a fuck. He's like, this guy's in Austria, building muscles. And he says, I'm going to become a movie star, becomes the biggest box office hit in history. And then he says, I'm going to marry a Kennedy. They're like, bullshit. Ends up marrying a Kennedy. I'm going to be governor for a state I can't even pronounce his name of. Sleeping with his maid at his own home, that's a fucking layup. You know, he can handle that between everything else.
Seriously.
It's so true, though. Like, you, he's like, you put yourself in a foreign country, learn the language, and try to make something out of yourself.
Yeah.
He's like, he's a great man.
Yeah, for sure.
With that 80s, like, the 80s style haircut and the gap between his teeth, you could fit this microphone cord through.
Bill Burr's a fucking genius, man.
Dude, he's, I love that quote you posted. He's like, level I want to get in karate is unrapeable. Dude, he is fucking, I can't wait to see him live one day.
Yeah.
I really want to see
You know what? He goes to Irvine quite often, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go, man.
I'd be totally down
with that. I just haven't been on top of that shit.
Me neither. I've kind of fallen
off. There's too many distractions, so my ADD kicks in.
That's a good, man, that's awesome. I like that. That's a good section right here.
All right, and the last little thing I got before we wrap this shit up, speaking of Arnold and action heroes, you ever been in a real fight?
Yes.
Like, not between your friends, not your brothers, I mean a real fight.
Oh yeah.
You get your ass kicked?
I'd
imagine
time,
you get beat.
One time I did. I wouldn't say it was like a royal ass kissing. Ass kicking.
It was the royal ass kissing. It lasted hours into the night.
I haven't gotten beat up in a fight. I've won two fights that were just clearly defined as clear wins. But the one was with my friend Richard where we weren't friends for a few years.
That doesn't count.
How does that not count?
Because you guys are still, I'm talking about like real fights between a stranger.
It was a real, might as well have been strangers because, again, we hadn't talked in like 3 years and all of a sudden that shit talk was going on and we met up at Stimson Park and just got down.
All right, fine.
And the only thing that constitutes that he won that, because we were still ready to go and then these girls broke it up, was he didn't break my nose, but he gave me a bloody nose.
Mm.
So he had the one up on it.
I bring it up because I was with my, today was my last day of training, like we mentioned, off the air in our 13 hours of conversation. and we were just bullshitting about stuff and he was talking about growing up and we grew up in like sort of like a rough area.
Yeah.
And he got his ass kicked. He said once he got his ass kicked, like it just changed the way it changed him, you know?
Yeah.
He just totally fucking altered after that. Like, oh shit, I got my ass kicked and that's it.
Yeah, how do you like live with yourself?
Yeah, it's like, it's things are different now. And he's like, you know what I'm talking about? I'm like, I've never been in a fight.
At all?
No, I haven't. And he was like, he said the same thing. Really? Never? And I said, no, man. I'm like, you know what? Honestly, like I was always that goofy dude that was cracking jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I never threatened anybody. And he's like, and then like once I said that, I'm like, that sounds kind of pathetic, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I was never a threat to anyone. And he goes, well, you know, also, you know, people like wanted my shit. Like what I had, they wanted to take it. And then I was like, I never had anything. And then I'm like, wow, I sound really fucking like pathetic right now. But that was me, dude. I was. Because I've thought about it, like, dude, I've never been in a fucking fight, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I mentioned on the show before, bullies were trying to fuck with me for no explainable reason.
Yeah.
It just happened, and nothing, once I stood up to them,
yeah,
it never came down to blows.
It never escalated.
Like, okay, well, okay, you stood up for yourself. Yeah, never really a fight, ever. And what does that say about me? That I'm a pussy? Or
no,
that I'm so crafty, I avoided it.
Well, it depends on how many have you been in the situation where it could have escalated into a fight? Or are you just like, oh my God, these guys look crazy. I'm going to step away for a minute.
I was always able to like joke my way out of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad thing. You're sort of a pacifist. You're just like, why am I going to come in a fight?
It always seemed dumb to me. And plus, I never knew how to fight.
It can. The thing I've gotten into in, you know, our older years now is I hate the whole, and I still see dudes our age doing this and older, is the pushing shit. Once you're an older person and someone puts hands on you, that's it. I'm good to go. Like that was like, I won't even call it a fight because it lasted literally less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an instance where I was partying at Huntington Beach in January. And we had a great time and we went back to my friend's house and we kept the party going there. And one of her stupid ass roommates invited these two black dudes to come that she just met. And she's literally there with us for like 5 minutes and then just beelines it for her room by herself, locks herself in the room and just leaves us with these two guys we don't even know. So then it's like, we're cool. They're a little standoffish. We're like, hey, dude, we welcomed you into my friend's place. Like, chill the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And but then it was already like 3:30 in the morning.
And we're
all ready to crash out. So my friend comes up to them, the girl who she pays the majority of the rent there. And she's like, you guys got to go. Like, these are my friends who are going to crash. I don't know you. You need to get out. And he's like, no, well, your friend invited us. She can kick us out. And she's like, no, fuck that. She's asleep. You need to get the fuck out of my house. And then that's when they stood up. And me and this dude, Ben, you know, we stood up at the same time. We were like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? You got nowhere else to go or what? Like, you partied with us. You chilled. Get the fuck out of here. And that's all that has to happen.
Yeah.
And that's when one of the dudes, they were pretty much in the front door. It's a small place. They stand up. And one dude, like, you know, because Ben is a bigger guy than me. He's like your size, but a little wider.
Mm-hmm.
He stood up and then kind of tried to like get in their face. And the black dude's partner like started pushing him. And then when I got in his face, I was like, dude, listen to her. Get the fuck out of here or we're going to call the cops and get them the fuck out of here. You're fucking intruding this place right now. Like, we want you out. And that's when that dude went to push me. And I don't play that pushing shit anymore. If you're going to put hands on me, we're done.
Yeah.
So as soon as he went to go push my shoulder, I did like this face smush, and I love the face smush because it's just disrespectful as fuck. I grabbed him by the neck and I put my palm over his face and then just fucking pushed him right out the door because the front door was open, but that security gate door was like, it wasn't latched. It was closed, but it wasn't where like you had to turn it to open it, and literally just face smushed him. You know, it was like a choke face push, you know, and he's got nothing to do. You know, his arms are flailing. He goes back. His homie goes to check on him, and then we close the door, and that's it. And they're fucking being stupid, banging on the windows and the doors. Like, why would you want to come back in there for that? The only reason is because we're going to get down right now. And that's when that girl, Jessica, got on the phone, and she's like, I'm calling the cops if you guys don't fucking leave us alone. So that's, it wasn't fucking an exact
weird
fight.
That what the most odd part of the story is when the girl tells him to leave, and he says, nah, she invited me in. She's got to tell us to leave. Like, what the fuck is that, dude?
These are fucking morons, dude.
I mean, anybody else would be like, oh, okay, cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you don't want me here? Beer. I'm gone. Like, I'm not going to hang. No, fuck, you got to make me leave. Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking
bizarre. You drank our beer. You were fucking partying with us. The least you can do is be respectful and be like, hey, thanks for having me over, then we'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, that's bizarre, dude.
Yeah. But again,
that is
some
fucking
random dudes.
Strange.
I know. So yeah, I don't play that that fucking. That's one thing. If I ever do get in a fight again in the future, like, yeah, I don't do that pushing shit. If someone starts to push, if someone pushes me, the next thing that's gonna happen is a blow. Like,
yeah,
fuck that pushing shit.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't been around it that much to have a philosophy.
Yeah, well,
you push me, I'm going to fucking take you down.
Well, what's the point? So if I came and pushed you, we don't know each other, and we're at a bar. All of a sudden, we're talking shit. Hey, why were you looking at my lady? And you're like, no, I wasn't. You know, I'm fucking talking to her, but I didn't know that was your girl. Like, talk to her. Why is she talking to me? And then he doesn't give a fuck. I'm fucking still being stupid. Like, no, that's all your fault. And I go to push you, and it looks like I'm going to start something. What are you going to do? Are you going to still try to talk it through? Like, hey, and then let him have the advantage of trying to, like, punch you? Or push you again?
To be honest, think, because I've never been in that situation at all. And just based off what I could imagine would happen, based on what I know about myself, which is not much. I'd say if he pushed me once, I would be like, hey, come on, dude, what the fuck? Like, I would try to reason it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what, you want to fight? Like, what's the problem here? And then if the dude came at me, I would probably then would have to, right? I mean, I'd have to.
Yeah.
But the first push, I wouldn't initially, my brain wouldn't say, hit him now.
Yeah.
Well, it actually depends on the situation. I don't know. But I would say at the top of my head, I most likely wouldn't do anything. I'd probably let him beat me up. I'd probably let him beat me
until
I cry.
Okay, let's say your girl's with you.
Okay, and then what?
And his danger's with you in the same scenario.
And he pushes me?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah, still?
Yeah. I got nothing to prove. I'm not like trying
to
be macho.
Well, it's not nothing to prove, but it's like,
I'm not trying to be macho,
like,
in front of my woman.
It's
like,
defending your girl too, because you don't want
her
to.
Well, hold on.
Is
he fucking with me or fucking with her?
No, he's fucking with you, but there's a chance a fight's going to break out, and if you're not in control of it, she might get hurt.
That's the point, dude. If she might get hurt, I'm not going to initially go for the fight. I'm going to try to avoid the whole fucking thing, and that
a potential for her getting hurt.
All right.
And that it avoids a potential of me getting hurt or arrested. And it's like, hey, you don't want to fuck up
the moneymaker?
Hey, dude, are we in like in a public place?
Yeah. You're
okay,
at a bar.
Then I'm, if there's witnesses,
yeah,
I'm not doing shit.
Hey, kick my ass.
Dude, relax. Nah, if it goes to that, you know, you have to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nowadays everything's fucking legal.
Yeah.
And you got to think with your brain, not with your fist, motherfucker. No, I don't know, dude. You know what? I'm not that guy, so I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been put in that situation before. But if you came down to it, I would imagine I'd cower and run. I'd leave my
watch
behind.
I didn't think, I thought you would be down to get down.
Now, hold on. Let's flip it. Is a scenario where me and the boys are out and someone's fucking with you?
Let's say that.
Okay, that's a different story.
But then, and it is a different story because there's scenarios on
Wait,
that.
Are we drinking?
We're drinking. Okay. We're getting fucked up.
Then I'm going to be in. You know why? Because at times when I'm drinking, I want to fight.
Yeah.
for no fucking reason because I don't fight.
I know.
But it's like, dude, I feel like hitting somebody.
Maybe that's why I
But I'm not an angry drunk, dude. Drunk. No, that's your fucking thing.
No, because I know, but that's the thing I've told you millions of times. I'm not an angry drunk at all.
Uh-huh.
But when I drink with you for some reason, I just get this fucking feeling like, oh, I want to just fucking punch
this guy. I've gotten the feeling of being rowdy, but never acted on it. But you do. Yeah. A little, like you try to taunt me. But hey, what have I done to you?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I don't understand what it is.
Wait, do you want me to hit you?
Where we do get rowdy. I have my buddies where we do get rowdy. That 3-day bender I was talking about from this weekend, like there's two different instances where I picked up both my friends. Like I was just like, let's do something. But they initiated something too. Yourself, it's never initiated by you. I just come by and start like gut checking you or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, because there's just something about your stupid face, I guess. No, I get this weird vibe. Maybe it's that you do want to do something. I'm vibing off of that. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's
fucking
do this. Oh, go
fuck yourself. I don't give you no vibe that I want to fight.
I don't know. Maybe you do. Because, how do you explain it where I don't get it with anybody else? Including the parents I get rowdy with.
You know what it is? I know what it is.
Sexual frustration?
Yeah, exactly.
It could.
That's what I was going to say. No, hear me out.
It very could well be.
In kindergarten, if you like a girl or a girl likes you, they hit you, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you like me.
There's a solid chance I haven't explored that as much as I should.
You just want to get your ass filled. That's all. Gay or nay?
Gay.
That's you.
Oh, man. But it's only with you.
Do you think you might be gay a little
aggressive.
Bit? Be honest.
I've had gay thoughts.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
You want to try something?
No.
Oh.
What? No. No, like gay thoughts, it's like.
Everybody has, dude.
Yeah. That's why. Have you watched that movie Easy A?
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious, and I love Stanley Tucci in there, or the parents in general. And he's like, it's cool. I was gay once. We've all tried it.
That's fun. Yeah, but that just proves everything, how you want to fuck with me, and you say your friends will take the bait.
Well, they'll take the bait, but we do it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have millions of times where nothing's happening, and I don't get that urge to be like, oh, let's fuck with each other. But with you, it's like instant. Like, oh, I want to fuck with this guy. Like, I just want
to,
you know.
Maybe it's because I have superior intelligence and I won't allow you to stoop to that level.
That's probably it. Because I'm pretty primitive.
Yeah.
Some things.
You get into caveman mode.
Yeah.
Let's fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dude, but I have choked you out at times if you needed it.
You well, that we were all fucking around with each other.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was me, you, and Gas Boy.
That's right. But you needed it.
We all woke up with injuries. I thought I broke my arm. Gas Boy woke up with fucking bruises and scratches around his neck. And
I woke up with my coat throated. What? My throat coated. What did I say? My coat throated?
Your coated throat.
God damn it.
And back problems.
What a waste of a joke that one was.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's close this shit out now, shall we?
Let's do this.
And then we can fight afterwards. Let's go ahead and do
I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's. I fancy that.
Fancy.
Nature Boy, I got to tell you something real quick. This show is going surprisingly well because it's full of intelligent conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell Lito wasn't here because all the cheese has been removed.
Yeah.
And all the dick jokes have been removed. Well, a lot of them. Not all of them.
No mute points.
Yeah. There you go. Lito not being here.
I fancy that.
I'm just. Oh! Just kidding, Lito.
Not really.
All right, Ivy, what do you got? What do you fancy? What tickles your ticklish mode? What?
What tickles my fancy?
What tickles your fancy? Yeah.
All right. My fancy is going to be my fancy and my fuck you moment to myself, but I got a separate fuck you moment to redeem that.
I've done that before. All right. I will allow it.
Perfect. So my fancy that is awesome neighbors. Like, you know, if you guys live in an apartment complex or very enclosed areas like duplexes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I have great upstairs neighbors. You know, I have to listen to their shit, you know, stomping around upstairs and all that stuff. But these particular neighbors is a young couple. They have a 1-year-old baby. Baby just turned a year. They've been there six, 7 months. And the fuck you moment is to myself because
wait, you didn't do fancy yet.
Well, I fancy him being a great neighbor because open conversation, and they're about to move out at the end of next month, and they bring a bottle of liquor to me. I'm like, hey, dude, you've been fucking awesome. Here's a bottle of liquor. Let's have a couple shots and celebrate. Like,
nice.
I fancy neighbors being neighborly because you don't see that often. Like, I'm a neighborly neighbor. When I moved in, it's only 4 units. It's like an old, this building was built in like 1923. And
is it that old, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And it's only, you know, it looks like a big home, but it's separated.
Yeah, I've been there.
You have?
I'm just kidding.
My ass bleeded out.
You're
after
talking
that,
to the listeners. I understand.
So, anywho, yeah, so he has to hear my shit more than anything. And he comes down with a bottle, and I like being neighborly. I introduce myself to all of them and all that shit.
Yeah.
To the point where me and this dude, like, we both have our own house keys, like each other's house keys in case something comes up, you know?
That's very trustworthy.
All that type of stuff, right? Exactly.
That's unheard of, actually.
And nowadays, people fucking fend for each other.
My wife doesn't even have a key to this place.
She has to crawl through a window every day.
She got to wait for me to open the door. Yeah, who is it?
It's your wife.
Oh, hold on. I'm not decent.
Let me put my pants on. So I fancy neighborly neighbors, very open neighbors. I fancy that.
Nice.
Now, at the same time, the fuck you moment
wait,
comes.
That comes next, dickhead. Let me get my fancy in first.
Oh.
God damn, you're so selfish.
Well, because
we better fight about this.
No, I was going to say is I got another fuck you instead of this. Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I'll use
Jesus
this
Christ. You're all losing right, it, dude.
Mess.
You're on the verge of fucking, of what? Mess. What's the word? My brain's not working again. On the verge of, I'll just say frenzy. That might not work.
Insanity?
Okay. I don't know.
Madness?
God damn, I'm a fucking retard. I should have went to college at least for one more semester.
So I fancy neighborly neighbors.
There you go. All right. Here's what I fancy. Mine's pretty weak, but I'll make it quick. What I fancy is my new promotion. What I fancy about it is, thank you very much, by the way. What I fancy is that now my day goes by so fucking fast. And that's what I fancy, dude. Your work day going by like, oh shit, it's time to go home?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because before it was like, oh, what time is it? Oh, fuck, I still got this many hours left.
How is it only 10 o'clock?
Right. It's like, not even like, oh, it's only 8:30.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's grueling. But this job I have now, so far, it's like, oh, shit, you know? And I think, I'm pretty sure it's going to be this way from now on. Like, you know, I'm going to be racing the clock to finish. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And try to get my production up. And so, you know, I love that shit because it makes the day fucking fly instead of just dragging. And, dude, there's nothing better than having to be somewhere you don't really want to be, mm-hmm. you know? You don't want to be at work.
Yeah.
You're there to make money.
But you're able to enjoy it.
Yeah. You can say that because I'm not like looking at my watch the whole fucking day, and next thing I know, the day's gone. So,
yeah,
dude, that's the ultimate fancy. That's probably the biggest fancy I've ever fancied because it means the most. And having a work day go by super fast, I fancy that.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Because a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah.
And especially you're probably at the mode right now where you're like, all right, I got personal best I'm benchmarking myself on. So fucking next week, I want to be able to knock out as many units as I can. And it beat whatever I did the week before, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where you can make it into a game, but you're still enjoying it.
Yeah.
Versus like, oh, fuck, this is my schedule.
Yeah. Fuck my life.
All right. That's fucking dope. That's a great fancy.
All right. And Nature Boy, I can tell you the danger is trying to fucking pour out of you. You're waiting to just unleash your fuck you. So here we go with the most dangerous and darkest part of the show. The fuck you moment. Nature Boy, here we go.
Fuck you!
Oh, it feels so good. Nature Boy, lay it on me.
Okay, so my fuck you moment goes back to my fancy that. So I left the fancy that with my neighborly neighbor coming down and give me a bottle of liquor. Awesome fucking liquor that I actually tried here at the Danger House.
Oh, really?
Bullet Rye Whiskey.
What was that called?
Bullet Rye Whiskey.
Sounds sexy when you say it.
It was awesome. And then a week later, this guy shows up to my house and gives me a bottle of whiskey, of Bullet Rye Whiskey. I was like, whoa, dude. Like, I've been thinking about this bottle this whole week, and this guy shows up with it.
And we talked about this before the show started. Doesn't it seem like that is proof that the world doesn't exist?
Exactly.
That
it's all in your head. We are in a matrix.
It's all in our heads, right?
We have to have a separate conversation about this.
Dude, hold on real quick. Give me 10 seconds of explanation.
Handle it.
Isn't it fucking bizarre? You come here, I introduce you to a whiskey that I was barely fucking introduced to myself. Mm-hmm. And I show it to you and you go, oh, okay, I'll try it. It's fucking good. And not even a week later, a dude comes to your fucking door and hands you a bottle of the same whiskey you just barely tried.
Exactly.
Previously. That is proof that the universe is in your head.
Yeah. There's no coincidence like that. Yeah, you make the universe what you want.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally, like, we need to do exercises of, like, if I think about it, is it going to happen in one form or another?
And it does.
Obviously, it did, because I went that whole week thinking about it. Like, damn, I want to buy that bottle. I want to buy it. I'm getting shit-faced. This guy shows up and says, have this bottle for free. Of this
what are the fucking odds, dude? You can't write this shit.
Exactly, right?
All right, so carry on.
So where my fancy moment left off of this gentle neighbor giving me a
gentle neighbor. What did you do? Excuse me, kind sir. I'd like to present this offering.
I'm a pretty much, man. Yeah. He brought it with like the three kings. And
there's Frank and Myrrh also.
So the fuck you moment goes to the annoying ass neighbor that you have to fucking deal with, playing their loud music at all hours of the night, have loud guests who are fucking screaming and having a fucking ball, but if you're not at the party, you're fucking annoyed with what's going on.
Right.
And that's me. I'm the fucking annoying neighbor. And it made me feel like a piece of shit when 15 minutes before the guy shows up, I have the text message right there where it's like, hey, bro, do me a favor. Can you turn down the bass on the music? It's pretty loud.
Yeah.
Baby's trying to sleep. It's like one in the morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem. And,
you selfish cunt.
I do it without, I just forget sometimes. And I do it without thinking about it. Like, oh, yeah, boom. Turn it down. And then 15 minutes later, he's at the house like, oh, here's a bottle for being an awesome neighbor. I was just like, oh, I feel like, and I don't got you nothing. Like, you've been cool. The worst it's been down to music and people yelling loud in a fight that broke out one time inside there. But the worst thing I think that I could have done was me and this girl were fucking partying. We're listening to music. We're getting drunk, getting coked out, just having a good time. And she got stuck on this one song from a band called Revolution at around 1:30 in the morning. And she puts it on. The bass is kind of high. The music's kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
And so are you guys.
We don't. Exactly. We don't understand how high things are.
Yeah.
Because we're in our own little world.
You're in space.
And then we proceed to kill the rest of a fifth of Captain Morgan and go to the bedroom, do our business, and crash out. And about 7 in the morning, I get this ridiculous pounding at my bedroom window. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, are we getting raided right now? And I open the mini blinds, and it's him, my neighbor Phil. And he doesn't look super pissed, but he looks annoyed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm putting my clothes on. I'm walking towards the front door. And I'm getting out of the bedroom, walking to the front door. I'm like, oh, man, the music's still playing. And even at this time, my mind's all out of sorts. I don't even notice how loud it is until he tries to talk to me and I can barely hear him. I'm like, dude, let me turn down the music. I don't realize at this time still that the music's been playing all night. And then he comes in and he's like, bro, he's like, you know, you're fucking cool. I fucking love you. But he's like, that song has been playing nonstop since 2 a.m.
Oh,
he's like, me and Corinne, we were digging it at first. The first two or three songs, we were like, oh, yeah, we like reggae. Like, this is really cool. But 3 a.m, 4 a.m, 5 a.m, the song keeps playing. He's like, finally at 4 a.m, I came down, knocked on the front door, nothing. I called you, nothing. I knocked on your window, nothing. And he's like, so then I came back up. He's like, thankfully, the baby was able to sleep, not us, because the bass was rattling. We can hear the music. We can hear it clearly. And we just could not go to sleep all night. I felt like such an asshole for that.
What does it say about you to where, after all that, the dude will again call you in the future and say, dude, turn the bass down.
Yeah.
And then he brings you an offering.
And that's what I'm saying.
Only you have that fucking charisma where you can be a total blatant asshole just what is the fucking word? Just not have any respect for your fellow neighbors.
No, it's
and
not
the dude
that bad.
Brings you a gift.
Yeah, is it because he's scared or what? No, it's not that at all. Like we've been really cool neighbors. We've drank a couple times. And
don't you think it's funny?
Like.
You know, Ivan, can you turn the music down a little bit? You know, it's kind of loud. And then, hey, dude, I brought you a gift.
You're
such a great neighbor.
Oh, and like one of the nights we were there, he just wanted it turned down. And we happened to turn it down like at 3 a.m. finally. Like I had enough self-awareness to like turn down music. But one time he came down and he just happens to run into me the next day. He's like, dude, you guys were so fucking loud there. It's like Wednesday night and you have a party going on. He's like, I came and knocked on the door. I can hear you guys laughing. I can hear the music. You guys could not hear me pounding on the door. I was like, you were pounding? He's like, dude, I was like the popo just fucking knocking on your door and nothing. And then he's like, and that's when I finally gave him my number. I was like, dude, text me. I always have my phone on me, usually. But then we've had other times where like, dude, I'll do little things for him, you know, like, I'm a good neighbor where we share trash cans. Every Friday, I take him out, and usually I bring them in. Sometimes he'll bring them in if he comes home from school early. But besides that, since I leave home usually at 6 a.m, I'll take the trash out. Stuff like that. The first week he moved in.
So he's got a kid and a wife, and he goes to school, and he works.
Yeah.
And you play a lot of music, and you bring the trash in.
Well, not only that, like the first week they moved in.
That's so nice of you.
Like the first week we moved in, like I'm very neighborly. Like first week he moved in, you know, we introduced ourselves and that was it. And then literally like on the fourth day, it's 11 a.m. or so, or 11 p.m. And he comes and knocks on the door and I'm like, oh, shit, what's up, Phil? And he's like, I'm locked out of the house. He's like, I can't get in from the. We have a front door that goes into a middle staircase to get to the upstairs houses. I was like, dude, I never got a key for that. I fucking hate it. And he's like, yeah, my keys are upstairs. Corinne must have fucking locked the door on me when he went to go walk the dog. And he's like, I tried calling her and she's not answering. So maybe I could throw rocks at the bedroom window. I'm like, yeah, sure. So we go to the backyard. I tie my dogs up and we're throwing rocks at the bedroom window, seeing if she'll wake up. Nothing. She's playing like Mickey, you know, Disneyland music for the baby to fall asleep. You can hear that coming outside.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's not hearing these pebbles. I
would just scream.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he tried that again, calling her. He had his cell phone. She had her phone. None of that, dude. And this is lasting, we're talking about an hour. It's already a little after midnight and nothing. And I'm staying up with him this whole time. We're like, we'll get it done. And it's not happening. I was like, you know what, dude? Worst comes to worst. I don't have my furniture yet. I got all my camping shit. I'll lay you down a sleeping pad and a sleeping bag. I got plenty of pillows and blankets. You can leave the dog right here, fucking tied up sleeping, and just crash out, dude, and just go in there the next morning. I'm not going
to
leave here till like 8 tomorrow.
Welcome to Nature Boy Inn.
What's that?
Your campsite away from nature.
Exactly, right? And he was like, really? Like, you just let me stay here? I'm like, yeah, no problem, dude. Like, again, we hadn't had any conversations. I didn't really know him. I didn't have to let him sleep in my place, but I wasn't going to have him sit on the stairs till like 7 a.m, you know?
What a cunty bitch his wife is. She wouldn't notice her husband's not there?
What's that?
She wouldn't notice that her husband
isn't
there?
Well, she crashed out, dude. They have like at the time the baby was like 4 months old. So, you know, her day is fucking boob feeding and, you know,
she's
getting to sleep. Yeah, a little cunty. Well, she finally woke up like 2 a.m. or so and noticed that he was gone and started calling him. Like, where the fuck are you at? Where are you at? And he's like, I'm asleep downstairs.
Bitch, I'm down here.
So, you know, we had that cool thing going on. Like, I didn't have to let him stay. I didn't have to let, you know, do anything for him.
Okay.
You know, we did. So we always had that relationship. I dropped off chocolate for his wife the other day. Like, hey, dude, I'm gone all day. Like, and my wife needs chocolate. Do you mind? I'm like, yeah, no problem.
So wait, you're being very positive. Isn't this about a fuck you to something?
It is a fuck you, but I just didn't want to complete it as a complete asshole. But I have done some shitty shit that did not warrant a bottle of liquor. But I'm saying for the people out there, fuck you to those horrible fucking neighbors who have zero respect for the people around them. Again, you're living in an apartment community. You don't have your own fucking house. You're sharing the same wall as somebody. Have some fucking respect.
And so you don't. So
I do it to a certain extent. I just like to wild out sometimes.
Don't try to act like you're high and mighty, dude. You're involved in the fuck you. Yeah. Just admit it.
All right. I'm an asshole.
And what do you want to say to yourself?
Fuck you, Ivan, you shitty apartment renter. Apartment neighbor.
I feel good about that. We made progress tonight. Great.
Yeah, so watch out.
All right, here's my fuck you. My fuck you goes out to Lido. Wow. I forgot what I was saying fuck you to until I read on my paper. I asked Lido to let me borrow some comics, right? Mm-hmm. I gave him very detailed instructions. I said, anything Batman or Wolverine, okay? I said, I'll take it. Now, he brought me Wolverine origin story. Mm-hmm. You brought me Old Man Logan, which I also appreciate, but I haven't got to because it's not tangible. And I can't read it while I'm shitting.
You have to sit. It's on my computer.
Okay? I don't sit on my computer ever. I'll get to it. I can't tell you when, though. But I will. But he gave me the origin Wolverine one, which is fucking cool. You read it too, right?
Yeah.
I liked it. It's very... I like old-timey shit taking place in, like, you know...
And they go in crazy backstory with the old-timey stuff.
Yeah. I like all that shit. So that's cool as fuck. Then he gave me a 5-book series entitled The Secret War. Mm-hmm. You know about this one?
Yeah, but I never read those. I'm interested in those.
Don't waste your time.
Really? Are they horrible?
It's fucking shit. Fuck you, Lido, for giving me shitty goddamn comics, okay? Not just one, 5. The first one with the origin, the one I asked for, was good. But I said also, hey. He's like, oh, what else you want? I'm like, Dick, anything Batman or Wolverine? This is not a Wolverine comic.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's like Captain America, Wolverine, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And there's stories interweave, right?
Yes. It's fucking... I didn't like it, dude. I read the whole fucking thing at the end. I'm like, that's it. It was anticlimactic, dude. Really? It was like, all this 5 fucking comics for this... I can hear myself talking right now, and it's like, you're a fucking dweeb, dude. Who gives a shit about your fucking comics?
Fucking nerd.
All I'm telling you is, Lido, dude, you're a fucking asshole, man. You made up good for with that Wolverine Origins, but you dropped the ball on the other one. I don't give a fuck about Captain America or Spider-Man, you know, with his bullshit fucking antics. He annoyed the fuck out of me, dude. The humor is shitty.
Uh-huh.
It's not funny at all.
So do the characters, I see that they have their own book each?
They don't. They're just on the covers. They have nothing to do with them.
Are they together in... throughout the comic?
Well, yeah, they each have, like, you know, part of the story, but the book that features them isn't about them.
All right.
They just happen to be on the cover. Like, it's Daredevil and Wolverine. Spider-Man. Wolverine's like such a small fucking role in this goddamn story. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's annoying, dude. Nick Fury. It's about Nick Fury.
Yeah, for S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah.
It's about Nick Fury manipulating people. That's all it is. And nerd alert. I'm
way
sorry.
Way to go, Lido.
Dude, I can tell that I'm just bombing on this one. But it's my own personal fuck you. And I know a lot of people are dropping up, like, who fucking cares about this? I'm just saying, Lido, dude, go fuck yourself, man.
Yeah, especially when you're like, okay, I got James Z. Poo here who doesn't read comics and is interested in it. Let me give him some shit he's going to get into.
Yeah.
That would be my mindset. Like, oh, I'm going to have you, like, fiending for more, not be like, eh.
Yeah.
Gave me some shit.
Said specifically, Batman or Wolverine.
Yeah.
Okay? Just because Wolverine's in a section of it doesn't mean you can give me a whole fucking 5 exactly. series of bullshit. Fuck you, Lido.
Fuck you right in the ass.
Like, Super Dick gave me that Why the Last Man. Mm-hmm. You heard about that one?
I've heard of it and haven't read it yet either.
It's a pretty cool concept, man. I like it. It's a part one. I want to read the rest, but I haven't seen Super Dick for a while. But, you know, he was on. Lido, you're fucking off, dude. Lido, you're off. You're bullshit. Dude, it's so fucking elementary the way it reads. Mm-hmm. Like, the jokes are horrible, dude. Oh.
That's why you got to read Old Man Logan, dude.
Horrible, like, fucking jokes. The humor is lousy. Yeah, Spider-Man's annoying. I'm annoying myself. I'm sorry. I got to stop talking. But basically, fuck you, Leto. You with your shitty reference to comedy. I don't know what I'm talking about. Fuck it. Wow, what a lousy ass fuck you. I'm sorry, people. I apologize. You know, fuck you to myself for my shitty fuck you moment, okay? So, Nature Boy says fuck you to himself for being a lousy neighbor. Yeah. And I'm going to say fuck you to myself for not coming up with anything. But you know what? I couldn't come up with shit tonight. I haven't been angry for a while.
But that's a good one. Again, I'd be frustrated. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get into this shit. You're telling me it's the best. And then you just gave me a pile of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it's like, the first one was like, whatever. Hope it gets better. The second one was pretty whatever. Hope it gets better. That's it. But yeah, dude, I'm sorry. This is personal. And honestly, I could not think of shit today for a fuck you because I haven't been angry for a while. I'm like the artist that did a couple albums and now I'm gotten soft.
Just got another all out.
Now I'm rich and my life is good. It's like, what do I talk about? I'm not mad no more. Yeah, that's me right now.
I need to become an alcoholic again.
Yeah. I'm turning my life around. Yeah, wait till the next crisis hits me. Then I'll get me angry again, all right? So in the meantime, you know what? In the meantime, fuck you guys, all right? Don't judge me. So fuck Leto for his goddamn comic selection. Fuck myself for having a fucking bullshit fucking moment. And fuck you for judging me, all right? That's it. All right, I'm done. Fuck you! All right, that's it. Nature Boy, I appreciate you coming out. You traveled a long way from the beach of Long.
The beach of Long,
and
yeah.
You know what? I got to really... Oh, the one more thing.
Beach.
One more thing. Fuck you, dude. You know why? You took a nap today.
I didn't take a nap. I fucking passed out.
What a fag.
I passed out.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a scheduled nap.
You didn't
like
pass
your ass.
Out. You know why? You texted me, dude, I slept in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was controlled.
I overslept.
Yes. That's not I passed out. That was planned, dude.
It was not planned. I lay down on the couch watching The Daily Show, and I'm like, all right, I'm here. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm
If you
asleep.
Say
I'm
I overslept,
asleep.
That implies you meant to sleep, and you slept longer than you initiated.
Okay. So I did a safety guard. I was like, I'm falling asleep. I might pass out. If I do, I'm going to set my alarm.
Uh-huh.
I set an alarm for 7:15. Like, because I was already ready to go. I just needed to get out of the house.
Right.
And I set an alarm just in case I fall asleep so I don't completely pass out. I'll set an alarm that'll wake me up. My phone's sitting right next to me on the couch. I slept through that alarm. And it was because it comes on like this automatic snooze thing.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up the second time. I was like, oh, shit, it's already 7:30 or... 7:30, 7:40.
I'm sorry,
dude.
I just
like got
to give you shit because I have to.
I don't take naps. You take scheduled naps. It's 1 o'clock. I got 45 minutes. I need to get in. No, this was, I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm going to lay down for a minute.
Because I take naps because I want it to be like, I want to have energy for the fucking show when we record. Like on Fridays when we record, I work on Fridays. So I would take
asshole.
A little nap. Okay, but let me tell you.
Okay.
Today... I didn't take shit. And dude, this whole week, I'm not fucking with you. I'm not blowing smoke up your asshole. I've had 4 hours of sleep every fucking night this week. I am like malnourished. What is it for sleep? It's not malnourished.
No, it's not malnourished.
Whatever the fuck it is, dude. I'm sleep deprived.
Sleep deprived, exactly.
Now, I had 4 hours last night, dude, and I was tanking today. And I went and I got my patented Starbucks drink with my 2 extra shots of espresso. And it... There it is. I'm awake the whole time. So you know what? Fuck you, Nature Boy, for taking a bitch nap. Anyways.
Oh, shit.
Dude, the night can't end without me saying fuck you, man.
Yeah,
right?
I know. That's not love if you
don't
say
buddy,
fuck you.
I love you.
Love you too, pal.
You are an annoying neighbor. I can sense it. But also, mm-hmm. I would give you a bottle of whiskey also. You know why? You got that fucking lovable, like, retard quality about you. And, hey, I appreciate you coming down and hanging out with me and doing this fucking nonsense. And,
anytime.
It's been
great.
Actually really fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
I got to tell you.
I'll do it again at the end of the year.
All right, and everyone else listening, if you've lasted this long, because I don't blame you if you haven't, thank you. And, as always, stay dangerous, my friend.
Keep it dangerous.